On the very opening page of Masechta Brachos, we've been here before, but it's time to go back to what's relevant to our discussion from yesterday. We get to the fifth version of Birchas Krishna. These are the standard versions. Some of them are the Bush. That's a different discussion, but not enough. Page Aleph Amud Aleph. Aleph Amud Aleph was of Amram Gaon, but 8 months from the bottom. The first word is Amram's Aleph. What do you see from Rabbeinu Yonah, no? That Ashti Bracha of Yotzer Or Uvarech Hoshech or Barav Harovin was exclusively Birchas Hashemah. But the Birch of Abba Rabba wears two hats. It's two dinim, right? It's Birchas Hashemah, we said at the beginning, before this man, and Birchas HaMitzvah said after this man. And this is true in the Ramban as well. The Ramban is not so well known. It has what they call Likutim. In certain Masechtas, including Masechta Brachos, and in the beautiful new edition of Rav Hirschler's The Torah of the Bracha, he has the Ramban on Brachos. So it's not too many pages, but on our Aryanim, it's called that base. It's not really only that base. He says, Birchas Yotzer Or Umar Marav, I'm quoting to you from the beginning of the second column, Birchas HaShevachem. Black and white. It's a Birchas HaShevachem. That's Yotzer Or Umar Marav. Ubirchas Abbas Olam, Birchas HaMitzvah L'chova, Kriya Shal Shema. Black and white. He spelled it out. You don't think we have a love of Shavuot here. Explicit in the Holy Ramban. The Yotzer Or and Ma'abar Olam, Birchas HaShevach. And Abbas Olam is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now what's the point of this? The point of it is that the Ramban is trying to prove over here that you do not say Amen after the Bracha of Habocha Bam Yisrael B'Yavah or Oy Bam Yisrael. That's the point of the Ramban, because of Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam says the same thing in Perek Aleph Halacha Yuzayin, that you should not say Hilchos Brachos. You shouldn't say Amen. There's a Marik, the Beis Yosef quote from Siman and Tes, shouldn't say Amen even after Birchas Yotzer Or. Woo! He must hold even Yotzer Or is a Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Yotzer Or. In any event, as far as Zman Birchas Krishna, we see, you can say it even if you're not Yotzer Mitzvah Krishna, the Raisa, depend upon Zman Tfila, the Chatchila, according to Tosin, maybe even according to Rashi, there's no Shatatra, Shem Birchas Krishna, the Zman Krishna, why? Because it's Mitzvah, we said that the Rabbanah, to read the Shema, I'll say the Habrachos. I'll prove it to you. It's a din of Shokhe and Likmas Kula. It's a discussion afterwards. I'm not going to go into all the program right now, but if you have a Mishnah Brura, just to get a quick glimpse at it, in Simon Samachay, the Sugga in the third parak. You know, we're only in the first parak, gentlemen. We're trying to move away into the second parak gradually this week. We're still in the first parak. Okay, but Simon Samachay, he's a halacha of Shok Yalimor as Kula. If a person has a gap in the middle, may have to start all over again. Take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. It's on page Sadi Test in our regular print. With the following Shalom. As follows. Quotes a Yerushalmi, which would be Kiveya quotes as others, at the 12th line. Kagon Kriyashma Bechosel, what's the Ligmar's Kula? Maybe the amount of time that has to pass to cause the halachic problem is if you wait enough time and things to say Kriyashma and the Brachos. What do you see? That the Brachos of the Kriyashma of the Rabbanim considered part of the Kiva versus Kriyashma. So if you want to figure out Ligmar's Kula, take it into account as well. Moreover, you remember we had seen a shayla that maybe brachas are me'akev the Shema. So that's going to toast that you give them an alf. right? We saw it over there. And interesting, the Rishonim has to prove that it's not true for the Mishnah, right? That's the one that you're giving is to refresh your memories. You're giving them an hour. Second practice, we're getting there gradually. Hekar b'tar b'giyaz man ha-mikra k'ibin libut yotza. Right? So the Gemara is trying to, Shalmi is trying to prove from here that the brachas are not ma'akev. Right? That the taptosis, the Shalmi and brachas ain't ma'akev. Right? Because he didn't say the brachas here. Pshita, you know, Mishnah is, it's not ma'akev any mitzvah. What's the hamamim over here? What's the hamamim? So our poetry is saying, well, the sheet of the pubetis. Shita of the pubetis is a separate sefer on brachas, and I have the old version. This version is a little bit of history. It was given to my father by Me'es Mokiro Mechabdo Moshe Yehuda Yehuda Kohen Bloy. Those who know, he put out many sefer Rishonim. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshat Bereishis Tov Shin Ches, 1947. Can you imagine that? That's when this sefer was put to my father. Was considered that evergreen. I see my father said, send it to me. Aleph Parsha Shoftim, Tov Shin Chavav, 66, written to me. B'yom Nisiyaska La'atzeinu La'kadosha Lishkod B'tarasena La'kadosha Bro Brochus V'atzlov Arabah from Abra Aza Abba. My father gave it to me. I never know when exactly I left Eretz Yisrael. I know when. It was the first day, of the Sunday Parsha Shoftim, Tov Shin Chavav. I know that year, Rosh Chodesh El, I know it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So that's Sunday, get there Monday. It's amazing when you see the first page of a book. I forgot all about it, when all about the introduction. But anyway, the Shita B'Chubetzes, and if you've given them an Aleph, the very beginning of the second parak, asks this question, what's the Havamim? What's the Havamim that the brothers on the Akim? How can it be? The answer is as follows. Pshita ain't Makim, within Shah Mitzvahs. Put on tzitzis and tefillin, avada yotze. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? It's in the Rishon. As the Bavli doesn't say anything, it's obvious. It's obvious. Are you Rishonim? You know why? Hani brachos and kavuos yuchados to kriyishma. V'ol chein matbea oruch ma'ashenkin the mitzvahs tzitzis and tefillin. They matbea kotzer. The cave in the hof, you have a minigal akhi kamashman below. You're going to have a minute to make the Shema, because you see, it's not a regular, it's part of the Shema. It's part of the Shema. And the Rambam says so. Rambam writes a prayer based on the first Krishna. Let's see if I can find a Rambam here. Prayer based on the first Krishna. Halacha Yud Gimel. Look what it says in the first Krishna. Beis Yud Gimel. Safek kara krishma, safek lo kara, chos de vikori, umavarach lefonel le'acharel. Frank the Kesef Mishnah, why? Umavarach lefonel le'acharel. Safek brachos lehokim. What's going on over here? How can it be? How can it be? So we have a class, safek brachos lehokim, the Rashba is attached. The Rav holds, the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, tachos et hakonah. The kol shulchan nikra korek lechatchil in brachosel. In other words, it's an integral part of the takana. It's one unit. That's why shah l'gemar is cool. Might include the brachos. That's why you might have said the brachos on ma'akev. That's why, if you are in doubt, the mashmaya says again with the brachos. All point in the same direction. The brachos kriyishma is sort of considered the rabbanan in a kind of a part of kriyish. Narabosai, we go back to the very, very beginning, the Rashi that bays of an Aleph. What did Rashi say? Let's review what he said. Tzibur davens too early. Before this man, they can't help it. Torah with that. Ba'asim yachad, you daven with them, and say Krishna again, alamita. And the Shulchan Aruch passes that way. The Rosh said they have to have high gong. We discussed this a long time ago. We should see it again briefly. Okay? Briefly, let's look at the Rav high gong. Open to the Rosh, the very beginning of Bracha Siman Aleph, look at Chazara. You may remember he gave two possibilities, but neither one's what we do. Neither. Neither A nor B is what we do. This is pretty amazing. Okay? Look. Simon Aleph and the Rosh. The very end. The answer is false. Shalom Rav Hai Gon. Rav Hai Zal. Tiba Shem Espal Narvis Makoran Shema Kontes Gacham. A Muslim is different, you can't stop them, because if they wait too long, they'll have no minion. Ezewad. Two choices. One. Latzluye Bahadaya Vandishva Kriyashma Tes Gacham. Daven with the Shmonesre, and do everything else later on. That's Rav Shech Tashid, I think, does it that way. Oh, Lakuvi Atesi Gacham. Lutribi Yachad, this no Gula Tvila. Down by yourself, but don't go to shul. Heishi. Parents Yisrael also came, the Spalin Shalarvis, Rahakach, Torah, and Shmavis, and Mana. Lichbastu, the Mitzvah, Kuula, the Tfilas, Arvis, because he's at the Shmonesri first. The Chazina, the Kriyashma, the Onasa, the Hainu, says, Kachav, Adif, the Mitzvah, Kuula, the Tfila, Hainu, the Rapsha, the Tzluya. Fine. So that's what Rav Gaon says. So the Rosh explains, Yosef Tov, the Spal, Tfilas, and Matzibur, the Plaga, Minchol, the Malka, the Yudah, Mashin spal be yochad, this not gula tefila. Okay, better than, we know that tefila betzibur at night is more important than gula tefila. By day is different, we had the whole shtickle Torah. Day and night are two different dinner, we spoke about it last week. Fine. Adkan, Rav Hai Gon, fine. Those are two choices. The Vilna Gon, Paskins, the Yudav and Yechidus, then they're finished. Why? Zman Tfilas Arvis starts to take it for Kodim. What's Rav Hai Gon? Why do you say to do what we do? Yeah, both. What's Rav Hai Gon thinking? So there's a Sefer, a very beautiful Sefer. The Sefer is called the Pri Yitzchak. Pri Yitzchak was written by one of the Gedolei HaDor Mamash. Pri Yitzchak. Open up Pri Yitzchak. Page 1. Rav Yitzchak Blazer, coming originally from Vilna. Who was Rav Yitzchak Blazer? Who was? Anyone know who he was? He starts, he wrote, Adoni Mori Rabbi Agoyen Ora Hagola Rabbi Shri Yisroel, Vol Kdusha Shem Shivarto, Wayne Rab, Yisroel Misalant. He was the Talmud Luvuk of Yisroel Salanta. And where was he? The Rav? Ir Abelucha Peterburg. What Petersburg is? St. Petersburg. It had many names. They called it Leningrad. I don't know what other names they gave it to it. The communists kept changing it back and forth. I think it's back to St. Petersburg now? Maybe back to the original name. Called Petersburg. It's a scummers from of Yosha Shol Natanzan, of Shlomo Kluger. And it's tremendous. So the very opening synod, I begin. In a Paul, Irenu, Ir, Ameluka, Petersburg. Shall lay those tzoros for all the meakites. I'll be our klimshlan, means the latitude. Can God's man kriyashma will move them all? Will the form of this akam at tibi with liquids was followed as the akas man kriyashma? Hey guys, people do it in New York for no excuse. They'd have a 9 o'clock on Shabbos. Ridiculous. You'd have an akam on Shabbos, you miss man kriyashma most of the year. You'd have an 8:30, you can make it all the year now. But people are lazy. There's no excuse. He's in Petersburg. Okay, well, that's it. So what's the thing? What do you do, Mr. Gates? What do you do? Do you do Krishna Bismana Bala Brahma's committing or the gross of shame and drift or sale? Let's follow Matsima. That's what everybody does. If you're stuck in a town where they're down too late, nobody knows what you do. Say they announce it the night before. Make sure they say Krishna before you come to shul. That's when they miss this man. Oh no. They call Krishna Bismana Bala Brahma's sale. Felicity will feel this Bobby Achilles. Which is better? Can you see what's going on over here? Which is better, Rabosai? Which is better? That's the question. So, Priyatuk says, is an Isra to say Krishna without a bracha? You know what's going on? You made it with no Isra. It's also to say Shema without a bracha. There's no way to do what everyone else does. They say Shema at home and then daven later on. Can't do that. It's not allowed. So, it's therefore, it's not a possibility. What do? You have to have the brachas after Tesek HaKavim, right? And you're Vavatas Kivas Kula Tzvi, which Rav Haigon said. That's the same Pshat Rav Haigon. Why didn't Rav Haigon say what we do? Because it's not allowed to say Shema without the brachas. So what we do in the evening, when they daven my shul, they daven bin chamarav together, everyone davens everything. They go home at night, they say Shema, or the Shema Lamito, they say Shema before the Mito, when they get home, and it's late enough. It's an Easter according to Piyitzchok. You stand Shema without the brachas. Wow. Even Rabbi Yonah holds that way. Not only Rav Haigon. That's why he insists in saying, Abbas Olam, as we just began. Wow. Question of Rashi and Shulchan Aruch. What do they hold? Once they've attacked in Birchas creation of Birchas HaShevach, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? The Nitziv says that in that base, and the experience of that Kabbalah Mord, Rosh Hashanah, by Shofar, we spoke about this already, Rabbosai. Rabbi Yonah seems to say, is a creation of Chiyim with a bracha. That the Priyitzchav, even Bishas and Tchak. So if the Tzibah daven is too late, you must daven be a Chiyus. That's what he says. I can't believe it for one second. I don't believe it. The Rajma quotes his Rebbe. When the Rajma says, Mori HaRav, he means Rabbi Yonah. The same Rabbi Yonah that quoted in the first page of his Torah Bishir with today. Look at the Rajma, I told you to see on Shabbos, I'm testing the base. Rabbi Yonah. If you started eating, you must eat the Kriyash Mishal Arbis within the Torah, not the Tfilo and drops with Rabbanah. What do you see? A Tchak cotton, you don't want to stop your meal in the middle. You say Kriyash without a brachas. So the Priyitzchus Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah does not seem to be correct. He brings another writer, Priyitzchus. Another Rabbeinu Yonah. Remember the Rabbeinu Yonah when he's in the mikveh? Remember that? You remember that Rabbeinu Yonah. He's in the mikveh, Chavez in the Mishnah. He's in the mikveh. What does he say? Huh? Remember that one? Right, he's in the mikvah. What does he say? He say Kriyishma in the mikvah before Netzachama to say his man of the great. Frek the Priyitzchak. What's the problem? Just say Kriyishma and leave the mikvah. And then say, Yemes Viyatzim and Elpin Mekayim, call you strong, I'm Skibbutz Gula Tfilah. What happened to that? What a great idea. Why is it binary? You don't remember. Okay, let's open Rabbi Yonah again. You know, both sides, come on. We got a chazal with it. We saw Rabbi Yonah a while ago, but we have to keep reviewing. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Misha Meso. Can we? Gotta find it. There we go. Page, Yud Gil and Beis, the last two lines. Why is Katzin Lam Yikra? Because the Diktu Chachamim the Kriyashim is Man of the Chatchila, the last line. Feshlulav or is Man of the Chachamim. Shlochoshu the Mashiach Yosom of Gil and Tvila. Why not? Say Kriyashim. Kriyashim, you guys say Kriyashim. That's what makes them. This is Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. But we don't pass it this way, I told you. You have to, if you don't do before nature, you're not a good Jew, right? So just say Krishna, and then go out of the mikvah and say Emes V'yatzim, and you get dressed, and then say, says the Priyitzchak, no, it can't be. The Rashba says it, that's what you're supposed to do. It can't be, you know, maybe on the hold. It's also to say Krishna without a bracha. How can it be? Say Avraham before Krishna, and Tzvi'ah is going to afterwards. There's no time to say before Netzachama. God is to Krishna. God is to help take care of the Easter of his Krishna Balabas. Afterwards, it seems to me Rabbeinu Yonah is working with the assumption that the Iker Smichas Gula Tfila is Smichas Krishna Minatoro Tfila. They will depend upon Zman Krishna, as we said a long time ago. And therefore, that's the distinction between Yom and Laila. So, Halacha Lamaisa, what do you do if the Rabbos and many people on the Zoom who get stuck? In our Shul Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen. It may have to happen if we have 4 minyanim in Rosh Hashanah. Staggered minyanim. It may end up, I hope not, a minyan which we'll have to say, which is going to miss Zman Krishma. It's possible. Zman Krishma, I think, is a 9:45 that day. 9:45. So it's possible to be a later minyan. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on the, we have to be sending out, hopefully, an email this week. probably 3-4 different binyanim and try to make it safe. But, all right, you're in a different shul. You're down with 9 o'clock. What do you do? What do you do? What's it? Often the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai. It's Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi is in the Sefta Brachas. Perek Aleph Aloch Ehe. Is Yerushalmi Brachas? Somewhere. Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perek Aleph Aloch Ehe, has the following question. Somewhere. But you know what? Don't trust me. Look at the beginning of the Masechta Brachos, the very first page again. Please look, Rav Osai, you'll see it. It's a Baal HaMor and a Raibi. The very beginning. Take a look. If you have my regular page, Aleph, the last line in the Baal HaMor. So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, Lama B'Torah B'Divrei Torah. So the last few narrow lines, he quotes some of the Yerushalmi differently. Lo Yekoran Osa B'Divrei Sekneses Shalom Onasa B'Grachas? No. El Asa'u K'mosh Onan Koran Ashrei Konan Tfilas Musaf U'Tfilas Minuchim Kachim and Hagim Likwas Shema B'Chol Tfilin Shenis Mucha La B'Grachas. They said Shema B'Yim B'Tamani V'Nir HaPeret Yodem B'Vu B'Tamad Yerushalmi. The Peret said Rav Yossi, Rav Acha, Nachman, the Tanisa, also Tzibura, Boyin, Mikra, Esther on the page, and Shema, Bosa, Plus, Shoyim. You're going to say the Shema after the 3 hours is over. By Rav Acha, and Mamam, Kabir, what did it stop them? Oh, by Rav Yossi, Velo, Koro, Bion, Nosa, Klum, and Koro, Nosa, El, Kli, Lama, the Tzvila, the Divrei Torah, Oh, Malay, they had Yotos, Shlo, Yom, and Bion, Nosa, and Koro, Nosa. That they were, in other words, they would miss the Zman. So they said, Shema Shalom is Zman. And one rabbi said, no, you give people an impression that you can say Shema at this late hour. They did it earlier. But the average Amorah walks in and says Shema at 9:30 in the morning, when the Zman Kirish at 9 o'clock. He's not going to go, they said it at 8:30 before they came to Shul. That's the problem. Says the Baal HaMor, amazing shot. Who he says? Nirav is that he eschewed the arbor brachos to tanisa in his spalding came to suffer. But he called it for that Krishna below brachos to land on the top of the Libre Torah. Wow. Wow. Vadai in Eman Uriah the Hakti Krishna called them Zmana. So it's no, according to this, no right that Rashi's chat is correct. This is the Baal HaMor's chat in the Yerushalmi. Okay. That's chat number one in the Yerushalmi. The Baal HaMor. Fine. Is there another pshat? What does the Raivit say? What does the Raivit say? So the Raivit says, there are two Raivits. The Raivit base, there's a Raivit here. The Raivit says on Aleph and Aleph on the bottom, Ritzvah Geyer said, Kon also shalom b'brachos ken ashrei, lo her shal espal also b'lov b'brachos b'smukos b'lov tefillin. Right? I'll explain to the Shaman the next time. So I thousands of promise and Aleph and Beis is a loop shot in the Shaman. Da, the right. He betanis tzivu betanis shemavodos meolo espalo v'smichas gula tefila v'krishma. Hayom ma'achrin es hakol v'eshi mamtinin es ha'om v'ledavim v'fneim direi kibushin v'nyone tshuva. They would say they give a loan to Russia. So they would daven late. They would daven late. So what does that mean? It said, Frish of Yechidus Bismana, right? So he called himself Sukhayim, Puzzles of Shema, Mosh Ono Regil Loma Shema Yisrael, Ubroch Shem Kvod, Hashem Ulakim Shem Yimash, Ruach HaShol HaShos, we have it like Harbonus, we call it. For we are Nikwa Ika Krishma, and you also said, Chorus of Onasa, Kerala Dham is a Pusha. That was the minute that they had, we have it in our city as well, they always said, we call the Shema of Harbonus. That's what they did. That's the minigola of the Mesor Sebastian Simonabo. That's the minigola. And that still is the minigola. If they're going to miss this match, say Krishna up the Yechid. Right now, earlier, and you dabble with the Tzibur. That's the Rabbi's crowd in Yerushalmi. The Baal HaMor has a whole loop shack. 24 brochas by Tainis. There's no right, no proof to the minigola. The Ramban has a third shack. The Ramban, again, I told you, there's literally Tutin. It says it'll be a brachas, right after a brachas says times. Right? Brachas and times. The whole thing is not that long. Rabban and times talks about this same Yerushalmi. Look what he says. It's the Ramban, it's called Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. That's what it's called in the Ramban. And he says as follows. He's going on this Yerushalmi. What exactly did they do in this Yerushalmi? He says as follows. He says, everybody, here's what he says. Anupsha, Pshat is like this. Pshat is that they, what do they do? What do they do? The meaning of Ramban says as follows. They davened. Listen carefully. They davened. Meaning the words. The time is to be shared three from the scabbards to the Chobah Shalir for Konkrishna Belmasa. The Ein Sokhan Gula Tvila. Can you imagine this? No Smichas Gula Tvila. Etc. The Ramban is like a beard stuck. When you dive in late, you dive in the whole thing to Yechidus. Wow. So the Ravid is like Amin. Amen. You daven, say Krishna alone, and then you daven everything with the Tzibur after my Krishna. The Ramban is like the Kri Yitzchak. You have to daven early. But the Ramban is the Shittaso, Rabbosai. Ramban is the Shittaso. He says, you know, Smichas Gula Tzvi is not that important. He holds that Kri Yishma, Al Seder, Abrochas is more important than Smichas Gula Tzvi. We saw this at the very beginning of the Chamas. That was the minute. Remember that Ramban? The long Ramban. On a typical day, they would not Smichas Gula Tvila. On the average day. So he did it once, he didn't stop there for the whole day. What did they do? They said Shema. Remember the Ramban is the Rabbi Nion, the man of the Chutim. The guy said Shema before Netzachama. They would try to get it right. Just at Netz, they would usually miss it. So they'd say Shema and finish the Shema and finish the Gol Yisrael and wait to see the sun for the Zikin. For the typical day, there was no Smichas Gula Tvila. The Ramban is not a big man, he's not an old spirit of school, it's feeling such high esteem. It's a nice idea, but there are things which are more important than that. For example, say Krishna, this mana, you know, this mana before say Vasikin is more important than school, it's feeling things of this nature. And therefore, the Ramban holds, guess what? He says that Krishna, Al Seder, Habrochas, is more important than Smichas Gula Tvila, what a person would do it every single day, right? Every single day. So Zim Lechada, Tzama Gula Tvila, Lechada Chuma, Chuma Bipun Mechol Yom, the more Testament base. But we don't pass in like that Ramban. No, we don't. What do you do with the Gemara? Take a look again in the Tosfos, Testament base. Come on, you remember this. We don't pass like that Ramban. We pass that Smichas Gula Tvila is more important than Tvila Tvila. You know that. That walks in late, too big. Take a look at both of the last posts of the Testament days. In Toma. Halakol olam kulu. Sov gula tefila. My Rabu said there are bruna go posit kukul bipumi go left more dead. Yesh loma. Holy kama. For a soma gula tefila ki vasikin. Shkor krisha kona mez vachanez. They got it right. We have watches. They have no watch. We happen to get it right. So the Tosis holds that Smichas Gula Tefila is more important than Tefila B'Tzibur. So there's no way that we can follow the Ramban halacha. Impossible. So therefore, what the Kri Yitzchak says the halacha, to say Shema with the brachas and Shema with Yechidus, it's against the Yerushalmi, certainly according to the Ravid, and even according to the Ramban. Again, not that it's against the Ramban's chat, but the Ramban has to be working with an assumption that Smichas Gula Tefila is less important, is less important than Tefillah B'Tzibur, but we don't pass like him. So we can't learn the Ramban's trap in the Shalmi, we can't know the, we must hold the Ravid's trap, right? The Ravid's trap. The Ravid said they had Tefillah school of Tefillah, they had one pasuk of Shema, and we do it, right? Therefore, you get an impression that one pasuk is enough to be considered Shema, and the rest is only Tefillah.
Rabbi Yosef Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is one parsha, okay, one pasuk. According to the Rabbi, the kind of tefillah school of tefillah, Shalom was my kriyas for bayom. So kol shkin the balayla in the kaimik. So betzibim you should daven with them. Okay, very nice. So we therefore I don't think we can pass like a kriyat stuff. But all the reasons I told you. Okay. Now my time is up. We did not discuss. We have to discuss tomorrow. What about a tzibur that davens early in the evening? What do you do then? We have the amenigas. We have shechlas amenigas. Let's discuss that tomorrow. And we'll also, if we have time, discuss vesikin. How important is vesikin on this scale of values? You know, I have someone who davened vesikin for over 3 months every day, except one. I all of a sudden became appreciated vesikin as an institution. But when there's an opportunity of davening with tzibur, I'm going to preview it tomorrow. My view is that tzibur is more important. There's a problem with bir halacha, so I hope we'll get to it tomorrow. B'siyat v'shmaya. We'll get to that hopefully either Tuesday evening, or tomorrow's Tuesday. Well, Wednesday is Chodesh Av, Nuzman. It was a Nuzman of Chodesh. Hopefully, the Nuzman will start moving into the second parak of Siyad Hashem. Okay. Thanks for joining, Kevin.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.